Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week. We can only hope in this greatest nation on God's green earth, at least the stock market, for reasons that are known only to them, continues to surge up 92 points today. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages, the S&P up 11 points. Look, it's wonderful. That's important. That means there is some confidence in our economy and our economic recovery. And may that only continue. The statement about the demonstrators, so-called, the protesters, so-called, the police chief of Bellevue, who saw the brunt of some of this destruction in his town last night, they became a force of destruction, Steve Milette said in a news conference last night. They were not there to protest the death of George Floyd, the tragedy of George Floyd. They were there to destroy. Several people broke into Bellevue Square and stole items from the mall stores. Neighboring businesses had windows smashed. Outside a New Balance store, empty red shoeboxes were strewn on the ground. And why were they empty, do you think? The police department called more than 200 law enforcement officials, including all of the officers of the Bellevue Police Department, along with police from the Kirkland and Redmond and Washington State Patrol troopers. There was a 19-year-old college student who only gave her last name. This is an account from the Seattle Times. Only gave her last name, which was Dela Cruz. This 19-year-old came to the Bellevue protest from her home in Des Moines because she couldn't make the Seattle protest. Quote, "We had been walking back and forth, and the anxiety and vulnerability would just rise at Bellevue Square," she said. "As you can see, there are two different types of people. The people who came to protest and the people who came to steal stuff." There was another protester interviewed by the Seattle Times who was less reasonable. Hannah Kurowski said that she thought that the riots were important. "How do people think we got Saturdays and Sundays off? How was child labor ended? Riots," she said. Okay, that is simply not true. That is historic illiteracy. Labor strikes were profoundly ineffective when people rioted. That's when you lose. "Bellevue is a place where there's a lot of wealth," she said. "So it's important to demonstrate here and show up all different parts of the community. Whites in this country and police have clearly demonstrated their priorities when they feign outrage over the riots, but refuse to speak out when a black person is murdered by a cop." Okay, this is so stupid, and it's so pathetic. What do you mean you refuse to speak out? I have heard no one who is not outraged by the way that George Floyd died. And for goodness sake, his killer, apparent killer, has been indicted for third-degree murder. That's not good enough. Kayleigh McEnany, the president's excellent new press secretary, boy, is she a big upgrade. She was actually pretty terrific in her answers to the press this morning. For instance, she made it clear that President Trump is concerned about some of these injustices. Listen.
And if you look at the actions his DOJ has taken, there's a civil rights investigation into the death of Ahmaud Arbery. There's a civil rights investigation into the death of George Floyd. It is a tragedy what we saw. I mentioned to you that the president was extremely upset when he saw that video. The DOJ continues to pursue those charges. And he's recognized injustices for a long time. Since he was a candidate, he talked about Sandra Bland and what a terrible video that was, too. So he recognizes injustices where they are. But at the same time, he also recognizes that we can't allow organized groups like Antifa to commit some of the heinous acts that we've seen.
That's emphatically the case. She talked about the use of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to take charge of this domestic issue of Antifa as a terrorist organization. Listen.
Can you explain what the president meant when he told the governors, I am put General Milley in charge? What does that mean? Because that sounds like a total break here. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff being in charge of a domestic issue.
In ensuring that, as the president has said, and this has been taken out of context, by the way, that our streets are dominated with a police force and with a National Guard presence. So that, let me explain a little bit about how this works. If there's a peaceful protest, police will form a line. And what we've seen are those lines have been overwhelmed by massive protests that have turned into riots, the peaceful protests to be distinguished from the riots we've seen. And when those lines are overwhelmed, law enforcement gets on the defense. So what the president has said is he wants to dominate the streets with National Guard, with a police presence. And what studies have shown, as General Milley noted, he was in that governor's call, and his points all pertain to the National Guard. And he noted that there are several studies that when there's an overwhelming National Guard presence, it actually de-escalates the situation and causes less civil unrest. So General Milley has really been on point in talking about the National Guard, the effectiveness, and ensuring that they're utilized to great effect across the country.
Okay, look, that is reasonable, and it's one of the reasons that I believe that, there's pressure on the president from some members of his staff, apparently, including the new chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and the people on Fox and Friends. They're people who say the president should give an Oval Office speech. I think he should do an Oval Office event, but he should probably have Vice President Pence with him, and President Obama and Vice President Biden. Something very dramatic like that. But another dud speech, like his speech on the coronavirus on March 11th, when you go back and listen to it, it's cringeworthy. And no, that is not the answer. It's not just making a speech. It's making a great speech. Kayleigh McEnany could do it. Here is Kayleigh McEnany on the president recognizing there is such a thing as bad cops and they're a problem. Listen.
Where the president stands is he does not believe, he fundamentally rejects the idea that these egregious actions of these four Minnesota officers are representative of our police force as a whole. Most of our officers in this country are good, hardworking men and women who work every day to police our streets. He's recognized cases of injustice. I noted Sandra Bland back when he was in the primary. I've noted more recently Ahmaud Arbery and then George Floyd. So he recognizes these injustices. He puts a focus on them, but he also recognizes our valiant police officers who have taken to the streets each and every night over the last six nights and protected our communities.
Okay, and protected basically our recovery in terms of our national health and public health from the COVID-19 pandemic and the economic recovery, which we all so ardently hope will follow. We have to get back to that positive agenda, and it should engage everybody and all people of goodwill. And that's why right now focusing on Obamagate, the president of the United States needs to reach out to the former president, who really does have an important voice here. There's another important voice, not nearly as controversial as Barack Obama, the voice of Greg Comlin, who's one of those people who rushed out to help to the scene of disaster. He has an amazing story to tell. We will get to that and the story of people who want to build as opposed to those who want to destroy. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And now, as promised on the Michael Medved Show, an interview with one of the heroes of this horrible situation over the weekend. It's actually somebody I know pretty well. It's my associate producer on the radio show, Greg Tomlin, who moved by every decent, humane, all-American impulse possible, did something extraordinary over the weekend, and then he's repeated it again today. And, Greg, I need you to tell the story because it really, in a time that looks so bleak with so much misery and damage and suspicion and division, this is something that ought to unite Americans. So there were riots in Seattle on Friday night. There were worse riots again on Saturday night. And on Sunday morning, you didn't go to church. What did you do and why?
Well, Michael, appreciate the question, and I hate to correct you right as we begin here, but I'm definitely not a hero, and all the other people that I saw helping clean up our great city were also just concerned citizens who don't want to see our beautiful, glorious region burned to the ground and ransacked. There are those that want to rebuild, and there are those that want to burn down, and you know, you make the choice which side you want to be on. So on Sunday morning, I just felt so moved that I have to do something in this, rather than just debating people on social media, rather than getting into the weeds of all the various discussions that we're having and need to be having. Right now, there's a need for our city, and that is for people to clean up and help small business owners and help renew, restore, and reconcile with our neighbors. So on Sunday morning, I went to Seattle with my mother-in-law. We brought some brooms and some garbage bags, and we got there probably about 11 a.m., by that point, a lot of cleanup had already been done around Westlake, and we walked probably 4 or 5 blocks. So much of the garbage had been cleaned up because we saw countless hundreds of people out there from all walks of life.
And these are volunteers. They're yep. Virtually all volunteers. Is that right?
I would say 5% of the people I saw had official kind of business uniforms on or were hired by companies. Others were just families, black and white, old and young, from every walk of life, believers, non-believers, just people that cared. And I can't tell you how touching it was to see people scrubbing graffiti, just scrubbing, putting some elbow grease into it, getting their hands dirty and saying, not on my watch. We're not going to let this happen to our city. Sorry, we're not going to. So you can try your worst, but we're going to come out here every morning. At night, they break down. In the morning, we build back up. And so I just wanted to be a part of that in any way I could. And any person listening to us can go do that. If you're watching the news and see something happen bad at night, show up in the morning with some heavy-duty gloves, a broom, a mop, something to clean graffiti, and start going at 7:30 a.m., 8 a.m., because by 10 a.m., there is a sea of people out there. You want to be one of the first people there in the morning to help these people that are really hurting.
To the best of your knowledge, Greg, is this happening in other cities?
I don't know. You know what? That's one of the things that's been going on right now is I haven't been paying too much close attention to the national news right now and what concerned citizens are doing, because I've been looking at my city and going, no, this is not going to happen. And I'm able to do it. I'm a young man that can, you know, get my hands dirty, put my back into it. And that's what this moment calls for right now by concerned citizens all across this state.
This is unbelievable. You said there were hundreds of people, you think, in downtown Seattle helping with this?
Yes, at minimum. And the common chorus was, how can I help? Just people walking around saying, how can I help? And I thought that is a phrase that captures this time perfectly right now. And if everybody on all sides of any controversial issue simply asked, how can I help? I think you would see a lot more reconciliation and a lot more comity and brotherhood rather than the division, derision, and rancor that we're seeing right now. How can I help? That is the question everybody should be asking, whether it's in a conversation or with physical strength.
Okay. I've seen pictures of the devastation, and of course, they began just today in the Seattle Times publishing pictures of some of the helpers. And I guess that's the only word you could use to describe them, the people who came down to try to fix things up. I know that part of it is sweeping up broken glass, because there was a lot of broken glass,
yep.
Was there?
Absolutely, yes.
And so, you said wiping off graffiti. What else?
honestly, that's the most of it. I'd say 80 to 90% of what I saw was sweeping stuff off the ground and removing graffiti with either nail polish remover, a do-it-yourself kind of potion to get rid of it, because the Amazon shipping takes a little longer right now. So people think you have home remedies to help clean up their city. So last night I was watching as downtown Bellevue, Michael. Downtown Bellevue. I never thought I would see this in 100 years. I was just being destroyed. Being absolutely destroyed. And so I learned from my experience in Seattle, having gotten there at 11 a.m., you know what? First thing I do when I wake up tomorrow is going to go to Bellevue with a broom and just start asking who needs help. And so we started at Bell Square, where there were a bunch of windows shattered. There was probably 10 or 12 people out there already when I got there. And we just started sweeping up glass, putting it in trash bags, asking some authoritative figures we saw in the area, what do we do with this? They just said, put it up against the wall. Once we cleaned those areas, we tried to actually get into Bell Square. This is probably about 8 a.m., and all the doors were now barred up, lots of wood covering, so they weren't letting anybody in or out at that point. I don't know if it opened up later in the day. And so I started driving on Bellevue Way and noticed a Cigar Land, which I had seen on the news the night before. No one was there, so I parked my car, got out, and I met the owner, Dennis. And Dennis is an older gentleman, an immigrant minority business owner. And I started talking to him, and I just said, you need help? He gave me some blank stares. He was just in shock, standing amidst a pile of debris and garbage and destruction in his store. And I kind of just said, can I help clean up? What's going on? And he was, again, more kind of blank stares. And he said, oh, okay. I said, I got a trash bag out here. He goes, okay. And so I thought, I can't do this by myself. I put out the call on Twitter and on Instagram to any of my followers, to any of my close friends, and just said, hey, this guy, Dennis, on Bellevue Way needs some help. Come on out. Within 20 minutes, a sea of people started showing up in masks, some unmasked, but just, again, asking that chorus of how can I help? And we all started getting to work.
I think we have an interview that you conducted with Dennis about what had happened to him and his experience. And again, we're talking about hundreds, literally hundreds of small businesses that have been devastated all over the region. Greg, can you hang for a little bit longer on this?
Yes, we got two more minutes in this segment here, Michael. And then when we come back from the break, I would love to play that interview with Dennis.
Okay, I want to hear it. And again, you are the eyes and ears here. You know, it's for my wife and myself, we went out for walks yesterday, and we were planning to go drive into Seattle, but it was sealed.
Yep.
It was all sealed off by cops. And then Bellevue was as well. I think they had a curfew that they imposed at Bellevue at like 6 p.m. in the afternoon. The strange thing about this, and it's something that I think people need to get a handle on, is that previous riots in the United States have been rightly condemned because people destroyed precisely the neighborhoods in which they lived. It was usually African-American parts of big cities, the urban core, that were hardest hit.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reportedly calling on the nation's governors to get tougher on the people that are looting and rioting across the country. President Trump also reportedly calling many of the governors weak. As cleanup continues across the country due to looting and rioting, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany reminds everyone.
Yeah, this president has been very clear that we need law and order in this country. He's taken extraordinary action, talking about activating the National Guard, as we saw happen in Minnesota, criminalizing interstate travel that is geared towards inciting violence, making sure that those individuals are prosecuted, labeling Antifa as a domestic terrorist entity that will be prosecuted as such.
McEnany speaking there on Fox News. It's only day one of the Atlantic hurricane season, and Tropical Storm Cristobal is forming in the Gulf of Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm a big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
And welcome back to the Michael Medved Show. I'm here for a few minutes more with my friend and colleague and producer, Greg Tomlin. And before we go to the interview that he collected with a business owner who is an immigrant, Asian immigrant, his name is Dennis, and his business was attacked for no reason at all, just because it was there. And one of the things that I will let this on personally, Greg, and you and I haven't spoken about this. I was struggling overnight last night about whether I could begin today by saying another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. I still think it's the greatest nation on God's green earth, but how does this become a great day after the weekend we've been through? And you're the answer, my friend. The fact that there are hundreds of Greg Tomlins out here in the Seattle area. There are undoubtedly tens of thousands nationwide who see this pain, who see this suffering. And regardless of what political side you're on or how you feel about the police, and by the way, I think people overwhelmingly are more grateful to police than ever before for keeping us safe, allowing us to begin to recover from these riots, which have been so devastating. But, Greg, you came out to try to help clean up, clean off graffiti, sweep away glass, help some of these small business people recover who are having a tough enough time because of the pandemic. So this guy, Dennis, you spoke to in Bellevue, Washington, he has a Cigar Land is the name of his store. And what kind of damage did you see there before we go to the interview?
I'll pull up the photo that I took right when I got there in the morning. As far as I know, I was the first person there besides Dennis to survey the damage. And it was horrific, Michael. We could even post a picture on our website. At least 2 feet high of all his merchandise just ruined on the floor. Glass shattered everywhere. A dangerous situation. And blank stares from the family looking at what had happened to their shop that they have spent so many years to build and who were already struggling because of the pandemic. And they were just in complete shock. And I didn't even know where to begin. Do I pick up these cigars over here on the ground that are all torn up? Do I pick up this broken glass? Do I pick up this big shelf that's shattered? What do I do? You just got to get to work. You just got to go. And soon enough, so many people started showing up, passerbys and those that had seen my tweet and just those looking for help, driving around going, I'm not going to let this happen to my city. And at one point, I think I counted at least 30 or 40 people there with dustpans, brooms, big burly guys moving out big shelves into pickup trucks that they had brought. And it was inspiring, Michael. We live in a broken world, and there's always going to be people that want to burn things down and break things and steal things and look for the helpers. As Mr. Rogers' mom once told him as a child, when things are scary on the news, look for the helpers. So many people want to be helpers right now, and that is inspiring.
It is. This is the interview that Greg conducted, good radio guy that he is. It's the interview with Dennis of Bellevue, Washington. Listen.
I'm here with the owner of Cigar Land on Bellevue Way in Bellevue, Washington. Dennis is your name, right?
Yeah, yes.
Dennis, tell me what happened here last night.
Well, we were here until 5 o'clock, and the cop says they have a curfew starting at 5:30.
Yep.
So we had to go home, and we locked the door and went home. And right after we leave the store, they saw us leaving, and they broke in. So I got the alarm company call me at 5:27.
So did you see what was happening to your shop on the news?
Yeah, I saw, and I have some films of those.
And so did you feel helpless at the time that you couldn't do anything?
Yeah, helpless. And, the roads are all blocked. We couldn't come back in. And we just have to watch television and see what's going on, you know.
So when you came here this morning, what did you see?
Oh, everything is gone. You know, just a few items left. So 95% are gone, I believe.
And then what happened as the morning went on?
Well, the front window was broken.
Mm-hmm.
And my equipment all broken. And the all expensive ones, they like cigarettes and cigars and, glass, those things are all gone. You know, all these things are left over.
Mm-hmm.
So
what would you need right now from a community that wants to help?
Well, I don't know.
Well, what if people just brought by some money for your store? Would that help in the short term?
Sure, that will help. That will help, definitely. You know, I have probably damaged over $100,000 of merchandise. And I called the insurance company, and they covered me up to $15,000.
Only $15,000?
Only $15,000 and $2,500 deductible.
So you were probably already hurting because of the pandemic, too, your business.
Yes, yes. We were hurting a pandemic and this one. So I don't know. I feel like to give up by now. But I don't know. Let's see what happens.
So it sounds like you need some monetary help right away. I mean, if people want to go to the ATM and drop by some cash for you, would that help? Or write a check to you, Dennis?
Yeah, that would help.
That would help?
Yeah,
okay, help. We'll see if we can get the word out. Anything else you want to say?
They're coming back 3 o'clock this afternoon. So I hope that the other stores not get damaged again, you know. They probably break in other stores too. So
okay.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Well, yeah. Our thoughts and our prayers and our actions are with you, Dennis, and we'll do everything we can as a community to help you rebuild the store because we care about you and love you, and I'm so sorry that this happened to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that was an interview by Greg Tomlin, producer on this show, and his interview with Dennis, who was a small businessman, and can only imagine what that means. I assume that from what you gather, his family works with him in that store.
Yeah, and they were all there cleaning this morning. And from what I could tell, just a humble family who didn't originally even want to be interviewed or want to have their story told. But I kind of emphasized to him, hey, it'd be great to get the word out because people want to help.
Okay, let me ask you this. He mentioned in there that they're coming back again today at 3. Do they plan more demonstrations in Bellevue?
He's suspecting more, and Michael, we got to go into a break, but perhaps we can talk about that more afterwards.
Okay, let's do that, because, again, it's the very latest. There surely has to be a way of avoiding another night of this nightmare. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694. Visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that I spoke about at the very beginning of the show today, I'm speaking with Greg Tomlin for just a few minutes more, one of my producers on this show. And I'm still broadcasting from home. He is down at the studio because he's been out and about. He went down on Sunday morning to help clean up downtown Seattle, and then he went down on Monday morning, this morning, to help clean up in downtown Bellevue, which was just trashed and basically assaulted by a criminal element. And there's no other way to describe it. I mean, I know other eyewitnesses have said they literally saw people driving up to stores, breaking windows, going in, stealing stuff, taking stuff out, like the New Balance shoe store in downtown Seattle. They just came in, bashed through the windows, came in, took out literally tens of thousands of dollars worth of shoes, and gone, drove off. What I was mentioning before, Greg, was this, is Target stores announced that there are 147 stores that they're closing, at least for the time being, and a total of 200-plus stores where they're either closing or they're going to be cutting back hours severely. And you think about the thousands of jobs involved there and the kind of people who spend their time sweeping up at night and closing up. And anybody who's ever worked in a retail establishment, I have. When I was a kid, one of my first jobs, working at record stores, you spend a lot of time just getting stuff in order. And then this order and this destruction and the impact it's going to have on literally tens of thousands of lives. When you were there trying to help with an unidentified, unofficial army of other people of goodwill, what kind of people were they? Were they mostly young people, Greg?
Lots of families, but lots of people just there with their friends from all walks of life. Like I said before, black, white, brown, didn't matter. There were no questions asked, Michael. It was just there's work that needs to be done in the near term to fix our city, and we're going to fix our city and do it. There was no small chat. There was no talk about how you doing, you know, what walk of life you come from. It was, we got graffiti over here, guys. Who wants to pick up a brush? We got some garbage here. Who wants to grab a dustpan?
Expletives. What did the graffiti say that you were cleaning up?
Mostly expletives. Less statements, more tagging. from what I saw. Again, that might not be representative, but just random stuff. Just looking like people wanted to destroy the city, make it look terrible. No deep messages about race relations in the country or anything like that. Garbage, nonsense, ridiculousness, Michael. Look, so many times in talk radio, we live in a world of ideas, and those ideas are important. But the ideas lead to action, right? And some ideas are leading to the destruction of a major of American cities right now. Other ideas are leading to people restoring, renewing, and reconciling their regions. Which side do you want to be on? What we're dealing with at this moment. There is a time for conversation about race relations, George Floyd. We can even have that right now. Let's talk about it right now. But in the meantime, people are looting and rioting in the streets, and I'm not arguing. I'm not one of these people that's going out arguing for confrontation with them in the moment. I think we should leave, and I think to the authorities, who are excellent, and we should appreciate our men and women in blue. But what I can do as a citizen is the next morning, bright and early, get up cleaning up. Don't wait for an invitation. Just go. Go to places you know have been terrorized, for lack of a better term, Michael. In the evening, people burn down because they sleep in. All right? They're going to sleep. All right? Sleep in until 11, noon, 1 p.m., and then maybe go out, riot again. The people that want to save their cities are up at the butt crack of dawn, ready to put some elbow grease into fixing their towns and municipalities. And I want to be one of those people, and so should all of our listeners.
Well, amen to that. I know you're a movie fan, of course, as I am. And my brother Harry made this point, is that if you look at some of the footage from around the country, it's like The Joker, which was happened to be the top grossing movies of 2019. It's just people burning cars and attacking other people.
Can I make a comment to that, Michael?
No reason. Sure.
I think it's a profound point, and I said something similar to my wife, Kendra, last night as we were watching a standoff in Bellevue and Seattle simultaneously. Do you know what everybody had in common on the demonstrator and rioter side of things? They were all filming it. Everybody had cameras out, or at least a large majority is. It was almost like these people wanted to feel like they were in a movie, and they wanted to instigate something to happen between them and the cops. You could just see them going peck, 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 peck at the men and women in blue who were sitting there in body armor, just standing there going, turn around, go the other way. And a big crowd had come to a standstill, and everybody wants to feel like, hey, we are the movie now. We are what people are going to talk about years from now. So we want to start something where police might act out against us, or if we just push them far enough, we'll have a great moment that can go viral on Instagram and Twitter, and we can send it out, and I might get 100,000 likes if I get a video of a cop doing something stupid. It only takes one tonight, and everybody's just waiting for that moment to be captured on film, because we are the movie right now, Michael. There are no movies being released in theaters across the country. It is a very strange time where technology is unlike it has ever been in human history, and information nonstop and emotions fueling everything, feelings over facts rules the day, and I just feel it culminating and a stomach-churning feeling, and I'm going, the least I can do is try to help and heal. That's the least anybody can try to do.
Do you remember, Greg, the old Batman movie, the one with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
I believe it was, no, it might have been Heath Ledger as the Joker.
The Dark Knight.
He said some men want to just see things burn.
Yeah, Michael Caine says to Batman when they're trying to understand the psyche of the Joker, what motivates him, and Michael Caine tells a long story and says, you know what, some people just want to see the world burn. And there are lots of crimes of opportunities going on right now, Michael. I think another thing that compounds the situation, see if you agree with this. The fact that usually when you have demonstrations and protests, the vast majority of people are unmasked. And the guys who really want to cause the trouble wear masks, right? Right now, you've got 90% of people in masks, so it's impossible to distinguish the protesters and the good guys from the guys who just want to loot, riot, and burn things down.
Except the reality is that in terms of the COVID-19, anybody who comes out to a mass demonstration, these are super spreaders, aren't they?
100%.
I mean, anybody who comes out to a mass demonstration is at profound risk of communicating this disease to other people.
And just look at the media coverage when you had protests from the right all over the country saying, we need to open back up. My business needs the help. The lockdown needs to end. We've bent the curve. It's time to go back to work. The media reports were, look at these irresponsible people that don't care about grandma. They want to kill grandma because they're super spreaders in the streets advocating for the lockdown to end. Do you hear any of that narrative right now about the massive super spreaders in the streets?
Look, I don't think these so-called protesters have gotten very good publicity. How could they? I mean, this is so loathsome. And by the way, I even saw that George Floyd's brother had condemned some of the violence.
Yep, I'm watching now, even on the news, footage of George Floyd's family calling for peace. Good for them. Applause in their direction. Anybody who wants to be a healer right now deserves attention. Tune out those people that are trying to stir up more problems between all sides.
Because, again, there is no gain to it. This is light and dark. And when you're talking about a fight between the police who are trying to protect everything that makes life worth living, everything that makes cities livable, when it comes to a fight between the police and people who are self-described anarchists or Antifa, and by the way, I don't really believe this is some kind of huge, massive conspiracy. But
doesn't matter.
Part of it is very clearly planned. Part of it is very clearly planned. And standing up against destruction, you can't just leave it to the police and to the National Guard. 200 National Guardsmen sent to Bellevue, Washington. It's unbelievable.
Michael, and again, another thing, the third or fourth thing that makes this situation even worse all across the country is that the main topic that caused all this to happen was concern over so-called widespread police brutality. So police forces, who are vast majority excellent human beings all across the country, are going, I don't want to be that one cop now caught on camera going a little too far in my response to the rioters and looters, because the nation's sentiment is just begging for another cop to do something stupid or to lose themselves. So it's almost a free for all because cops have their hands tied behind their back and they go, I don't want to be the cop caught on camera. So what do I do here?
And by the way, I think you made this point to me in conversation we had last night. I thought it was a great point. I'll say it over in your name, Greg Tomlin. Which is that, look, everybody acknowledges there are bad cops. It seems like this guy Chauvin was a very, very bad cop in Minneapolis. He had 17 complaints against him. He shouldn't have been on the force. Okay. But bad cops are far more rare in the ranks of blue than bad and criminal elements are in the ranks of protesters. Because they were definitely there. The bad guys were definitely there, along with some...
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.